step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
With Lucky Land slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, yeah, check 1, 2, check 1, 2. Is this mic on? Is this mic on? Hey, listen, man. It's the one and only trendsetter DJ Sense, and you're listening to Cocktails. Dirty discussions with Kiki and Medina Monroe. Yeah.
Today's cocktail is called I Wanna Maroc Your Socks Off. The ingredients are 2 ounces of pomegranate vodka, 1/2 ounce of cardamom simple syrup, 1/2 ounce of lemon juice, 1/2 ounce of pomegranate juice or puree, fresh or store-bought, whatever is your choice. And what you're going to do is pour the vodka, the simple syrup, the lemon juice, and the pomegranate juice into a cocktail shaker filled with ice. Shake well, strain into a martini glass, serve, and enjoy. The older I get, I love drinking a cocktail out of a martini glass. I don't know what that's about.
I just feel like, one, it looks classy grown and sophisticated. But just like I like to drink out of coupe glasses when I'm drinking like champagne, It makes me sip slower because you have to hold it a little bit.
And you have
steadier.
To like really pull it to your lips like really slow. You
can't. Yeah. It's a little different.
Yeah, it's not cute to get wasted when you're holding a martini. I'm just sloshing it around.
Yeah, because you'll be having the vodka all on you. It'll be a mess. Anyway, welcome back to Cocktails or Discussions, you guys.
Hey, y'all.
I was just staring at myself in the glass.
Oh, the camera's blocking me, so I can't see me. I see Christian. Yeah.
You guys, tell us if you like this space. We're in a different space today, too. So the last 2 weeks, you got to see us in one of the options for the new space, and there's this one. I'm really feeling this one.
Feeling this one. There's so much. I love rooms with life, and although these plants are fake, plants just gives the effect of, like, life is in a space. I love it.
Yeah, it feels good.
And it brings a new energy.
And I like this couch.
It's sexy.
I thought you could slip and slide right off of it. I prefer a leather couch.
We don't want to get kicked out, banned from the studio.
Yeah, that would be awful. Anyway, what's been going on with you?
You know, I've just been, since the last time we met, I've just been living my little life. I went on that date.
Oh, yeah. How was it?
It went really well. And you had texted me when I was on it. It was so funny because I checked the text and I was like, oh, dang, I don't want to be on my phone like that. And then I sat my phone down, face down, and I saw him see it. You know, those are like signs where it's like, nigga, what you doing?
Yeah.
I was like, look at you paying attention. I was like, that was just my friend texting me real quick. But we had a really good time. I didn't want to hold my phone. I didn't want to be on my phone. The conversation was bussing. He had a little accent, so every now and again I had to be like, what? What were you trying to say? I had a really good time with him. One thing I loved was, don't you love like a gentleman? Not in the corny aspect, not where you're like, he's too nice. You know how sometimes you're like, he's too nice, I don't like him anymore.
Yeah, because it seems fake.
Yeah, like gentleman where it's like, this is your culture and this is just what you do.
Like, what did he do?
He took my jacket off for me. Okay. I can't tell you the last time someone has done that for me that wasn't like an old
ass. If we
wasn't
about to be fucking, they're not taking right. Shit
like
off,
I started
you know?
Taking my jacket off all quick, and he was like helping me, and it was really sweet. And then I didn't comment on it though because I'm getting really big on making sure like. Just be, don't, you don't need to always
like
be like,
used to something.
Right, thank you. He's like, oh, niggas out here treating you like shit. Let me just not even do this for you. And then another thing he did that I really enjoyed was every time I got up to go to the bathroom, I think I went 2 or 3 times, he got up. Like, you know how,
and
like,
did what?
You know how, like, the queen, like, when everyone when she gets up to do something, everyone stands up. Uh-huh. When she comes back, everyone stands. Like, I was like, am I a queen? is this the Truman Show? And like everyone's watching and knows, they're like, look at her.
No, it's not the Truman Show.
No.
But
it felt really good. Like it just, I felt
yeah, this
like.
Never happened to me.
I was treated like a lady. And uh-huh. We weren't at some like 5-star dining. No, we went to Argosy and it's mm-hmm. a nice little bar, but it's not like a fine dining. It was just very, you could tell he's respectful. Mm. He still might be ain't shit, but he
yeah,
was.
Yeah, because sometimes.
Sometimes they be tricking you.
This is just to get you in. But hopefully it's not.
Hopefully it's not. And I feel like it was like a cultural thing for him because you could mm-hmm. tell he just did it by nature. Hmm. It just stood out. You know how certain things stand out? It stood mm-hmm. out. I had a good time. And what you been up to?
Cooking. Mm. Cooking and eating and eating and cooking and trying to work out and not look like a Cabbage Patch doll when I'm done. Yeah, I was trying out some new recipes and stuff. I'm actually going to host a little dinner gathering Ooh. For my aunt's birthday mm-hmm. Tomorrow night. That's why I was like, oh, can we actually do it a little earlier? Because I forgot about that. Her birthday passed, but she was out of town. So I wanted to do something special for her. She doesn't know it's for her birthday. She just thinks that her and her son are coming over for Walker. Her and Walker are coming over for dinner, but really I'm doing some stuff for her birthday. So I'm excited about that. And I hope she feels loved and appreciated.
Is it just y'all or did you invite some of her friends?
I didn't invite any of her friends.
Okay.
No.
He said, I
invited some
know.
Of mine. I didn't invite none of hers. Because I was like, what I'm cooking... The one friend that I would invite, she don't eat meat, and I'm not making another dish.
Okay. You're
so,
like,
yeah.
Get
no,
with it or don't come.
Yeah. And she probably doesn't want to leave the house anyway. So, I'm trying to think of what else has been going on. Oh, I wanted to remind you guys about something. So, I mentioned She Orgasms before, but we're about to start doing these different, things on live. Mm-hmm. So, I want you guys to make sure that you have your post notifications turned on. There's some new things that are coming out. Some, just a lot. I can't tell you what it is, but just make sure you get on the live so that you can see what's going on and you'll get to interact and ask questions. And there will be different people on there just talking about different sexual experiences, different ways to like view sex. Like it's fun, yeah, but how we were talking about like getting deeper with it and you were talking about the meditation stuff mm-hmm. like that and then other fun stuff too. So just wanted to tell y'all, you know, that's a new thing that's going to be happening soon.
I think that's amazing. Great segue into self wellness, mm-hmm. self-care. I'm hosting a wellness retreat. It's called Paradise and Vibe. I know you guys heard me talk about it on the show. It's June 17th through the 24th. We're going to Morocco. It's co-ed. Men, you are welcome to come. I know a lot of the times on these retreats, some of them are catered to women, mm-hmm. but Paradise and Vibe is for women and men, couples, married, single, you know, people that want to practice wellness. We do daily yoga. You don't have to. It's optional. There's different workshops focused around wellness, meditation, that type of stuff. You don't have to go to those, but it is, you know, included in the trip. There's daily breakfast. All of the group excursions and activities are included in the price. And treat-related transportation, airport transportation, all of that is included in the price that you pay to come on the trip. I would love to see you guys. It's really amazing. And it's in Morocco, bro. Who doesn't want to ride a camel? You feel me?
Yeah.
So go to paradiseandvibe.com, book your retreat, and it's going to be amazing.
I'm excited for you to go. And
I'm
I can't
so
wait.
Excited.
I need you to go to the spice market. If you don't do nothing, oh. I need you to go and bring me back some exotic spices.
I got you. You know, I love bringing back a souvenir for people, mm-hmm. especially one that makes sense. And we're going to the spice market in Marrakesh. So mm. I'm excited. I am also really excited about like meeting, I want to meet a Moroccan man.
Oh yeah, you told us.
You know what I mean? Like I'm gonna really look up their style and their vibe and try to really, you know, be like, you know, I'm down with the culture.
Oh, okay.
You feel me? Like I want them to know, like I'm down. Like what we doing, baby boy?
You know what you could watch is 90 Day Fiance. They be having a lot of men from Morocco over there. Okay.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Are they tall?
Some of them. Hmm. Some are tall. Some are not. But you don't want those guys. You just need to see like their brothers and stuff because those guys are always fucking around with a woman that we know that they don't really want.
Right.
They're being used to get to America.
Oh,
but, you know, get it.
And y'all niggas not about to use me to get to know America because I'm gonna nip it in the bud right away. I already asked a Serbian dude. I was like, "Are you a citizen?" And he was looking at me like, and then I said, "You know what? Is that rude to ask? Like, let me know if it's rude to ask." He said, "No, no, I get it." I was like, "Okay," because I just want to know. Like, sometimes
I watch a lot of TLC.
I want to make sure you're not just trying to hurry up and find a wife so you can be, because you're not gonna get me, bro. So what's up?
Well, you can get me, but it's gonna cost you.
Ooh, and people be paying.
They do pay.
A nice little penny.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, make sure you join our Patreon community, patreon.com/cocktails, C-O-C-K-T-A-L-E-S. That's where we get a little bit more intimate with our fans. We drop bonus content each and every Monday, and it's worth it. If you ever wanted to support the show in a financial way, that's how you can do it and help the show out, help us continue.
Mm-hmm.
We would appreciate it.
Go ahead and sign up. It starts at $3 and goes up to $15. If you are a ride or die at the $15 level, you actually get something after you've had three consecutive months of being a ride or die. We send you something in the mail.
Silky, silky now.
Where did that come from? The hell? You put out here any new dates?
Yeah. Have you been on any new dates?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay.
But, okay, after we left the studio last time, I did download the app, Hinge, okay, that you suggested. I'm really not feeling... I like the app.
Okay. Did you do a voice prompt?
No.
Okay.
But I've been listening to them. And I'm just like...
It's corny.
Y'all are so cool. This is what you came... Some of the things that they put on there, some of them were okay. And one guy was like, I really didn't want to put this here, but I heard that sometimes men have weird voices. And I said, I'm glad you did. And you do have a weird voice. So I'm glad
y'all were communicating.
No, this is the thing.
Oh.
Like, I listened to his voice because he was cute. And I was like, yeah, I remember that time I went on that date with that guy and I couldn't do it because he had a squeaky voice. Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that he put that prompt there because I could listen to it and then be like, no, because I would have said yes. And then I would have been back at square one like I was with that guy on that awkward, awkward date. But yeah, it's not going so well, but we're going to see what happens. I'm going to keep swiping. I don't know when I'm probably going to get out this weekend. Mm-hmm. It's a friend of mine's birthday and we're going to dinner and she'll probably have us do something else. I ain't going to the club. But I'll do, you know, light activities where I can still have some space. And you know what? One of my friends from elementary school.
Ooh, I love meeting up with friends from elementary
school. Is coming out here this weekend. I'm supposed to hang out with him. He was actually texting me on the way here. He has a kid and he was like, where should I take my son? Bro, I don't have kids. When the people with kids come to town, they're always asking me for all of these children things to do.
I mean, you have a nephew, though.
I don't. I have a cousin.
Cousin.
But...
I keep forgetting because the
age. Yeah, but, like, we don't really go and do a lot of activities.
How
besides...
old is the baby?
He ain't a baby. I don't know. He's out here for, like, a football thing.
Tell him to take him to the Porsche Experience. I tell everyone with little boys to do that because it's really cool.
Okay.
It's catered to grown people and little kids.
And kids. Okay, I'll tell him that. I was like, well, they have one of those, like, trampoline parks. I've done that. That's fun. Mm-hmm. But usually it's just, like, go outside and play. Like, parks and things
you
like
know,
that.
The kids
go to Six
don't
flat.
Like that no more. The kids be like, what? What do you want me to do?
And I'll be like, this is what we're doing. You need to move around.
Take
we're not
your
about to be glued to a tablet.
And play.
Yeah. I don't know what they're going to do, though, but he's out here for like a football thing. But I haven't seen him in so many years. And I'm like, wow, elementary school. That is a long time
That's
to know somebody and be able to still keep in touch.
Yeah. Thank God for the for social media. That's the only way it's happening. Any new dating drama? I put dating drama because I meant, like, by it, I meant, have you gone on a date with anyone even in the past and then, like, it ended because, like, you found out they really had a girlfriend or they were lying on Instagram mm-hmm. or they weren't doing a good job, like, communicating with mm-hmm. you. And then you were like, it's done in the new year.
Mm-hmm. And then what?
Have you had any dating drama?
Oh.
You were like, and?
Yeah, like what? Am I dealing with that right now? Not really. There were some people that I said on the Patreon live where I was like, it's some people that are just not going to make it into 2022. And I have held on to that. One of them did call me. And he's still on the same bullshit. And I'm just like, why do you keep this up? This whole act up? Like, you just got back from visiting your girlfriend. Why are you harassing me about taking me on a date?
Was this your thought or you did pick up and
talk
to him?
No, this is what I picked up the phone and I had this conversation because he was texting me like, hey, I need you to put me on your calendar this week. Mm-hmm. And I was like, huh? For what? What's going on? And he said that he wanted to take me out. And he was like, I said, put put me on your calendar because you always act like you're so busy. I said, well, that was rather passive aggressive because it's not an act. And then I said, you know what? I'm just going to call him. So I called him and I was like, why are you trying to take me on dates? I know that you just got back from visiting your girlfriend. I don't want to be a side piece to you. Mm-hmm. I'm not interested in the position. Mm-hmm. Why do you keep going? And he was like, well, you know how I feel about you. More of the bullshit. And I'm like, you're just a fucking liar. I'm not going. I'm not going out with that
but
man.
I'd rather so good sit at home. It. Even when they are lying, because even the fact that you picked up the phone, mm-hmm. like we be picking up the phone and really explaining stuff. When niggas be done, they be done. They're like, yeah. I said you wasn't coming into the year, and I meant it.
No, I'm gonna say it because I be like having things on my heart and I want to let it out.
Does that mean you still kind of want them in your life?
No, I don't.
Okay,
not that one. Now sometimes that does happen where I do still want them. This one I don't want.
I feel you.
And it's just like every time I can cuss him out, I'm gonna take it.
You're like,
it's a stress reliever.
Have you seen that video on TikTok where the little girl's like, can I say a bad word? Can I say a bad word? She's asking her friend. She's like, yo, motherfucker! I just gotta let you know that. Sometimes you do just gotta let a nigga know. You know what?
You do. You had me fucked up, and I'm about to fuck you up with these words.
And I'm about to go fuck your friend.
Ooh. Well, I guess if he had a fine friend, I would, but he don't.
Oh.
Yeah, he was the cute one in that situation. I'm trying to think of any other drama. So there was another guy, and this is not somebody I'm dating, but he wants to date me.
Are y'all having sex?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
We're not having sex. We just spend time together sometimes because we're friends.
Okay.
And we were having a serious talk about feelings and things, and I just feel like... He's not ugly.
I
was trying to choose my words.
Different.
I was trying to choose my words wisely, but I still want to continue to date. And right now, that's just not. I can't be a top priority in his life, and I also don't think that we'll truly be a good match. So it's like I'm still dating, but I can tell he gets bothered by certain things. And I'm like, how do you handle this? Like I'm telling you how I feel and what's going on.
So you guys are like casually dating. But
no, we're not casually dating. We're friends and he likes me.
And you don't like him?
No.
Okay, I'm making sure I understood that. Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, his feelings are about to be hurt because that's what happens when you're friends with someone and you like them unless it was just a drunk mistake like I did.
Oh, what was your drunk
Remember
mistake?
Remember I mentioned it on one of the past episodes. I'll revisit it later.
Okay.
I can't even believe I said it on the show. But let's move on to weird sex.
You said a man is not a necessity, a man is a luxury, like dessert.
Yeah. A man is absolutely not a necessity.
Did you mean that to sound mean and bitter?
Oh, not at all. I adore dessert. I love men. I think men are the coolest. But you don't really need them to live.
Okay, you guys. So, got some criminals again. This week's weird sex.
I'm scared.
This couple decided that they were going to rob this lady and beat her ass with a fucking crowbar. So
are they
this
in
happened.
Atlanta?
No, guess where they are?
Florida.
Oklahoma, where you wanted me to go. So.
Oh my God.
I know. Who would have thought that that would have happened, you know? But anyway, so they're in Oklahoma and somebody called to do a wellness check on the victim. And whenever they got there, they saw that obviously she had some trauma to her head. Her credit cards were stolen. Her car had been stolen. So, let's see. The victim's family informed officials about all of this. And shortly after that, the suspects, Nicholas and Brinley, they were arrested. They were sleeping in the victim's stolen car at a Whataburger in Fayetteville, Arkansas.
What?
I guess they were trying to, like, run away.
And they got a little snack, and they're like, we tired.
Yeah, we're going to go to sleep. Like, yeah. They beat that lady with a crowbar, y'all. The couple gave officials a full confession of beating the victim about the head with a crowbar, fleeing the scene by stealing the victim's vehicle, and funding the trip with the victim's stolen credit cards. Johnson admitted that he and Dennison were involved intimately. However, she was in a relationship with... McGuire as well.
The girl that got robbed.
The girl that got robbed was in a relationship with...
both of the people that robbed her.
With the girl. And then the girl that... Brinley and Sarah were in a relationship. Brinley and Nicholas were in a relationship. Brinley and Nicholas are the ones who killed the lady. That is fucked up. It'd be your own people.
It'd be your own people. Y'all be careful who you let come over to your house.
But wait, they also admitted that when they had sex in that lady's house. She was still alive. They had just beat her. And she's in there trying to, like, grasp for life. And they were fucking in the other room. He could still hear the victim in the living room struggling to live while he was having sex with Brinley in the bedroom.
This ain't weird. It's sad.
Nicholas also said that Brinley, you know, of course, helped him in planning this all out. Why would they do that? It's like, just break up with me. If you don't want to be with me, you don't have to beat me up, kill me, steal my stuff.
You just don't have to do that. That is...
Well, the weird part was that they were fucking while she was there, but it is very sad, and I'm sorry that that happened to that young lady. And they were all in their 20s. Just throwing your whole life
your
away.
Your whole life is just done. I was like, that people... Jesus.
The crimes are vicious. Anyway, thank you guys to whoever sent me that story. If you want to send them to me, remember to DM them to me.
Mm-hmm. Also, you guys, you know, Valentine's Day is coming up. A lot of y'all are going to want to cook some meals for bae. Maybe cook them for yourself if you're single and always have to spend Valentine's Day by yourself, but you want to act like you're happy and happy with taking yourself on dates. Green Chef
got... I'm not happy about it.
Green Chef has your back. Light a candle. You can do a cute little dinner with a meal kit. Yeah. You don't have to go grocery shopping. You can come right to your door. Maybe you have a busy lifestyle and you're like, I still want to be romantic for bae. Mm-hmm. Go to greenchef.com, use code COCKTAILS125, and you'll get $125 off. That includes free shipping for you to get a nice, easy little meal kit. You can get a balanced meal kit. You can get vegan.
You can get keto, paleo. You can just get some different options where it's like, I'm not trying to diet. I just want to try new stuff. It's perfect for you guys.
Yeah, I just want cooking to be easy. Mm-hmm. They give you the right amount of ingredients, everything that you need, and then all you gotta do is throw it in the pan or the pot, whatever you gotta do, and make it look cute.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes you even get a little bit extra. Mm-hmm. I like when they send the extras because I like to try those different spice blends.
Me too, or a sauce on a salad. You're like, mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice.
And the recipe cards come with pictures so you know how it's supposed to turn out. Right. I think that's important too. I don't like recipes without pictures.
I don't either. And then it can give you a little bit of like inspiration on how you can decorate your plate.
Oh yeah, you want to set it up cute.
Right, where you might, if you just put it on a plastic plate, you might feel a little more inspired to make it pretty.
Mm-hmm. You know how I feel about that.
You guys
like the stuff nice for Valentine's Day. At least. And if you're gonna post it, yeah, make it cute. Yes. Or keep it inside.
Green Chef is the number one meal kit for eating well, so check them out.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay. This week, we have a few different things that we're going to be talking about. I'm really interested to know what this whole seeking arrangements thing is about.
Seeking arrangements.
Are you on there too?
I am. Okay. And normally I'll like deactivate it and stuff. But then when I start seeing them emailing me stuff, I'm like, let me just like dip back in.
What do they say?
Like, they'll tell you, like, when you have a certain amount of people interested in you, they'll be like, hey, like you might be missing out on some money.
You might want to come back.
Yeah. You might, Tom over here trying to, it'd always be the old ass white man. Or super young black guys who you're on the wrong app. Like, are you trying to send me a bottle of Hennessy, nigga? No. What? I had one dude who was like, I have the perfect date plan. I was like, oh, what do you want to do? He was like, you come to my house. We go to the courtyard. I got a bottle of Hennessy and a blunt. First of all, I feel so disrespected. I got niggas taking my jacket off and standing up when I go to the bathroom. And you want to offer me Hennessy? Excuse
and a blunt
me?
In the courtyard?
Bow down, bitches. Bow down.
Yeah, I would feel disrespected.
I was so disrespected. So it's like that gap there. But I say that they need to stay true to the assignment because I hate that in now most of the men's profiles, they'll put, I am not giving you material things or money.
So why are they there?
I will be your mentor. Because they think that they think they're slick. You think you're just gonna get some pussy for free. And that's just not what that site is about. Even though seeking
Go
arrangements.
Go to Plenty of Fish.
It's called Seeking Arrangements.
I don't need a mentor.
An arrangement. And what other arrangement would it be other than financial? Don't nobody like you old ass niggas. They not cute.
Oh, I'm sure. Because a fine older man, it doesn't matter the age, but if you're fine, it's not going to be that hard unless you're just corny or you have a squeaky voice.
Right. Do you have a Seeking Arrangements account? Mm-hmm. Have you ever made one?
Mm-hmm.
It's really like...
And then I got on there. First of all, I didn't really like the layout of the website. And then as I'm looking through the guys...
It is an ugly website.
Yeah, it's like, update that shit. But... As I'm going through and I'm looking at the material, it's just not giving what it's supposed to give. Mm-hmm. I prefer the league. I need for you to have to submit your tax returns.
There we go.
To be approved.
Now, is that a pay-to-play one? You have to pay to be a part of it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sounds like
And sometimes it's worth it, you know, if that's what you're looking for. It's a small startup fee.
Mm-hmm.
For your future. But there are apps out there that do go through like a more rigorous process. And I wish that Seeking Arrangements would do that because it's pointless to me. It's like anybody can get on there.
What type of arrangement?
And then I think I'm too old. I think so. I mean, I'm not saying you are, but I just feel like I'm too old because I feel like they be wanting the really young girls, like 21, 22, college age. And
oh, they want you to be dumb.
Yeah, inexperienced. And my mouth isn't, it's not going to work out because I'm going to speak up about stuff. Like at 22, I would not have.
Yeah.
I miss that window of opportunity.
Yeah. So now I just be on there talking shit because it is. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, why is your face not in your picture? You really think I'm about to meet up with you and you don't even got your, no, bye.
Yeah. Like, why would you not put your picture? We're all in this together.
Right. Let's
put
make
your picture
work.
Up. It's because they don't want their wives to find out.
And there's a site for that,
or their children.
Too. So go to, what is it, Madison?
Ashley Madison.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, your wife could make a fake profile and be looking to see if you're on there.
Who would go to that extreme? Would you?
Yeah.
I'm not doing all that, nigga.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to see. I would want to see. I would do it for a friend, too, if they needed me to make a little fake profile to go see if their man was on some shit, one of these dating apps or something. I absolutely would. It's really simple. Well, you don't even have to put a picture on your shit to see who's on there, you know? Yeah, but I'm not on any of those websites. I really just signed up for Hinge. Everything else I deactivated. So I'm going to see. I saw this thing today. Have you heard of an app called Thursday?
No.
So I'm not sure how I feel about it. You tell me what you think. So it's a dating app, but they try to make it like real world experience. So it's live in New York, London, and somewhere that starts with a B, some international place, I can't remember. But they go to these different spots and they'll send you a notification and let you know where the spot is if you have an account, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that they only allow singles in. So you'll go to
their
a bar.
Their tagline is...
one day you'll meet.
One day you'll meet. But it also, it just said something about it makes you feel good for being single. I don't know where that just went, but it was here somewhere. Oh. Wow.
Yeah. So you show up to this place and it's supposed to be a bar with only singles so that you don't have to do all the swiping and stuff and you can meet other single people in person.
But worth then it's being like, single for. It better be.
But then it's like, how you verify if somebody's single?
You don't. That's the thing.
Like, how can you ensure that it's only single people? You can't. But I mean, I would go to one of the events just to see what it's like.
I see what they're trying to do.
At
it's
least
very
you're,
cute.
You're letting people know, okay, this is the event for people who are at least trying to meet somebody. Now, you're going to have to do your own due diligence to figure out if this motherfucker married or not, if you care. But.
And that's with everything. That sounds cute. I just took a note of it. I might check it out.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about telling your friends the truth? I'm going to give an example because this just happened with one of my friends.
Okay, I was about to say, that's very broad.
So, you know how, like, we meet different people, we meet guys, and typically when a friend meets a guy and they're telling you about a new guy, it's normally the same thing. Oh my gosh, he's so different. Like, I really like him. He's gonna be my husband. You know.
The conversations that I have all the time.
You know, how we be doing that. But you know how sometimes this is like a person that the friend, you've met the guy that the friend is talking about,
okay.
And you can feel the vibe that he doesn't like her.
Oh.
You know how sometimes there are signs that, like, I can tell when somebody don't like me. I'm not gonna lie. I can tell, and it's if it's me making the decision to do it, or you can just tell when someone's not as interested as you are in them. So when you see your friend doing something and she's telling these stories and you actually were witnessing what was going on, and she's like, and he really cares about me and he really likes me, and you're asking the questions to get them to maybe answer it for themselves, you're like, oh.
And then reflect later.
To reflect later. Like, so what has he actually done to, like, make you think that he really likes you?
Mm-hmm.
And they say things that just don't really add up. And you're like.
Things like what? Like, he calls me every day.
No, not even that.
Oh.
Like, you know, I haven't talked to him for about 10 days, but when I did talk to him, like, he came and brought me some weed. And you're like.
Okay.
Or it's like. Someone okay, saw so him out with saying. Someone. And you're, yeah, it's like things, it doesn't add up. And you're like, is something wrong with my friend? You really be looking. Sometimes we all make these dumb decisions. And
absolutely, because I do it often.
Yeah, I do too. And when you're aware of it, and when you can look back and admit, like, that nigga really wasn't fucking with me like that, and I know my feelings are going to be hurt. I mm-hmm. know it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you really are looking at something and you're like, he's treating you very bad. And we all have different standards. We do. But there is, like, a basic level of respect that I think people are owed. When you're saying somebody really likes you and you're like, what is happening? Do you think that you should, the older I get, I'm like, people don't really want the truth. And then you look like you know it all. And that's not what you're trying to do. You're just trying to get them to think about the heartache you're about to experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so would you tell your friend if they were saying, he really likes me, he really likes me, but you can tell that the man does not like them. They think this is about to be their boyfriend. He is out here. That's just not what he's thinking.
No.
You wouldn't.
No, I would not. I would do what you said as far as, like, asking questions so that they could really think about the answers that they're giving. And mm-hmm. then maybe when they go home, because they don't owe me shit. When they go home, they can really think about it and be like, wow, I didn't even think about that. Like, I got so caught up and excited about this new person. Because I've done that. You get so excited about a new person, and then somebody will ask you some questions. Like, even if it's not about what he's done or how he treats you, but it's just like, do you even know this man? And it's like, oh, well, I guess I don't really know that much. I don't know. Maybe I need to calm down, like, reality check. It's a reality check moment. Mm-hmm. And I don't feel like people really want to hear that. And I feel like it would hurt the person's feelings, my friend, who I do care about, because fuck him. But it would hurt my friend's feelings, probably. And could also cause, like, a strain in the relationship.
Definitely.
Because then it's just like, well, why would you say that to me? I didn't ask you. Also, mm-hmm. I have been working on unsolicited advice, not giving it to people. It doesn't work out well. And it's just like, sometimes you just have to let people make mistakes on their own and live through it instead of protecting them from stuff, because they need to go through those emotions and they need to learn for themselves. And if they want to keep doing shit like that, it's sad, but maybe they just don't know anything else, and that's just the life that they're gonna have.
Facts. I mean, I feel the same way. That's why I haven't said anything. And I'm mm-hmm. just like, but there's, like, this facial expression that I make with friends when they're telling me stuff that doesn't, I just be like, y'all go to the YouTube to see my face. I'd just be sitting there looking simple, like Dory. Because I don't get it. Like, I'd be like...
Sometimes I think that many of us, when you meet somebody and you find a few things about them that you like initially, and it's usually very basic things, you just get so caught up in the fantasy. Mm-hmm. You really just get delusional. The pattern tells me that all the time. So I feel for your friend.
Because
I know what it's like. But it's also like, okay, there's a limit to my delusions as well.
Right. And I've been catching up on Sex and the City. And I really love the friendship dynamics of the girls. Like, I love how sometimes they say things that it can come off rude. It's not all the time. But every now and again, like, when you think your friend needs to hear something and they do it and it doesn't cause a fallout. It's like.
Sometimes it doesn't, yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like, girl, this is like. Do you really think he likes you? And are you really happy about this? Or do you just be trying to act like this in front of us because you want to make it seem like you have a
somebody.
Relationship? Yeah. And like, but I'm battling that too, because you do have to be careful with what you say,
mm-hmm.
because it can cause a fall. And I can't be having no falls because I got three friends.
Yeah, you got to tread lightly, girl.
I also wanted to ask you, there's a guy that I met. We're talking a lot about dating apps. I'm really proud of us.
For what?
Because I feel like we've been putting ourselves out there a little more.
Well, I just did this 2 days ago.
It's still a step forward. It's still a step forward. Yeah. We haven't been doing a lot of complaining. I feel like last year we did a lot of complaining and dragging men, which I'm not going to lie, I probably still might do a little
bit
of it.
I'm definitely still going to do
it.
But
y'all be out here.
It's fun sometimes. Sorry,
goddamn
guys.
Fool. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there was one guy that I matched with. He's cute. He's, I think he's from Paris.
Mm.
But he lives in Atlanta. He makes beats. And I'm not sure if he's like a struggling beat maker or like big. I'm like, what part of the spectrum are you on? Because I can't get with it if it's on the end. So it looks like he might be on the upper part. And but he also seems like a little bit too busy. Like he don't got no time. And he's really just like in the hustle mode. I can't tell. So we texted and I learned that you want to get off the app pretty quick. So, you know, when we matched, I was like, hey, if you want to really get to know each other, here's my number. Hit me up whenever. Mm-hmm. He has this thing about like trying to schedule a call. That is annoying as fuck to me. I don't care how busy you are. I really don't. I think when people try to schedule certain, it's like if I text you and was like, hey, can you talk for 10 minutes? And you're like, hey, let me schedule this. It's 5 fucking minutes. Like, mm-hmm. When we get on the phone, bro, it's not like this is an interview. This is just like, he's already annoying me, but he's cute. He is really cute and he's tall.
I know he's cute because that's the only reason you would even be dealing with this. Because if he was unattractive, you would be like, mm-mm.
So I'm like, I want to give it a chance. So like, we were texting before New Year's. We were texting around because he's like, let's schedule a call after New Year's.
A call? Are we about to do business together? I posted something about that. First of all, I hate scheduling calls, period. Bro. So if I do it, we need to get in and out. I'm not scheduling a call with a potential suitor.
And it just seems like when you meet someone and you guys maybe are interested in each other romantically, it seems like you're trying to make yourself sound or feel more important than you already are. Because I have dealt with in romantic ways and have friends who are in fact very busy, who are doing a lot with their lives. They're very successful. They have a lot of money. They not rocking like this. Like, what are you doing, bro? Like, and then it's like, if you just don't have time, then just say that, because now I'm trying to follow through on my word. Like, I'm like, oh, hey, you know, it's after New Year's. Do you want to meet up? I think we should have a call first.
Why do we need to have a call?
Him and this motherfucking call.
I'll be tired.
I'm like, I'm tired. Like, what trying to do?
And at this point, do you just want to fuck? Let's just get to this point. Because I feel like you don't really want to take me on a date. And I do think you're cute. I'll try this ride real quick. And then let's go our separate ways.
Now, he did say that he came out here married and his wife ended up leaving him for a woman. And so I was like, ooh, I just sent like an emoji. Like, but, ooh. And so maybe he's a little bit, maybe he has some PTSD and he's scared. I don't know.
He's scared to put himself out there and date. Because I was going to say maybe he's married or something and he's scheduling stuff around his wife's schedule.
He's divorced.
But he's divorced. So.
So I wanted to make sure I'm not being extra, because I'm also trying not to be super extra and cut niggas off for no reason. And it's like, but it's annoying. He's like, hey.
That is annoying. I don't blame you.
Yeah, it's like, when are you going to do the call? Are you going to call me when I don't have my makeup on, I'm not ready?
Or why not just, instead of scheduling it, you know when you have free time.
Just call. And that's what I said. I said, hey, you can pretty much call me anytime. If I'm not free, I won't pick up. If I am, I will.
And if I miss the call, I'll call you back.
Right.
It's really very simple. There's a few people who have done that to me before.
It's unattractive.
It's irritating because it's like you're trying to micromanage this exchange and it makes it feel more forced than I would like it to. Like, I just want, you're thinking about me, call me. I don't like playing all those games. That's why I fail at the dating game. Because I don't like all that shit.
I don't like this. Like, some of the games I'm with, but like this one, I'm like.
What games are you with?
Like, oh, wait, then pause. Then he texted me the other day and was like, hey, like, do you sound like Beyonce? And I was like, what? Huh? He was like, oh, because you said you're from Houston. I was like, I'm not from Houston, first of all.
I never said that.
You know what? It's probably done.
Yeah. As we talk this out.
As we talk this out and I hear myself, it's like, what are you doing?
Do you sound like Beyonce?
It was weird. And I wanted to send him a voice message because I can sound like Beyonce, but, like, that's not how I sound, and like, regularly. Mm-hmm. Like, it was just very weird. And I need to know what level of what spectrum you're on with the beat making. Sir. Like, are you just sitting at home trying to make some shit pop, or has it popped already?
Are you making these with an app on your phone?
Schedule a call. The fuck do you think I am? What do you think this is? I was so annoyed.
That's weird.
It is. Speaking of weird and annoying, do you have any text messages that men can give you that instantly annoy you?
I hate when they call me queen all the time.
I'm so glad I'm not the only person that feels
like
that.
Treat me like a queen, but I don't need you to call me that.
Because the niggas that use the term too much, that say queen, they're the main ones who aren't treating you like a queen.
Exactly.
So stop.
They don't. And it's like, what are you talking about? I don't like that one. I saw you put Grand Rising. I don't like that shit either.
Who started that?
The Hoteps. I don't fuck with them either. What else annoys me?
I don't like too many good morning texts. I don't like them.
I don't mind a good morning, but like, is there anything else that's coming with it?
I like a good morning and then like a conversation. But if it's just good morning.
Oh, how did you sleep? I hate when niggas text me that. What the fuck do you mean? Good morning. How'd you sleep? You don't have nothing to say to me. Just don't talk to me.
And also, I think that people need to think about when they ask those types of questions. How are you? Good morning. How did you sleep? Do you want the real answer? Because sometimes they're just filling the blanks. You really don't have anything to say. Now, what if I tell you, I really didn't sleep good. I went to sleep really stressed out. Like, I'm having some financial problems. That's all that was on my mind last night. Where do we go from there? Mm-hmm. Where do we go from there? What you gonna say? Oh, like,
I'm sorry to hear that.
So why'd you ask me then? Like, you just wanted to hear the stress?
Or did you just want me to say, oh, great, and just have a ping pong of a conversation where we're not getting anywhere? None of this is doing anything for me.
I didn't sleep good last night. Really, I didn't sleep good last night. Like,
I'm sorry.
I was tossing and turning. Mm.
Were you stressed?
I don't know, but like, I just think a lot was on my mind. Mm-hmm. And then I just got up and started eating watermelon. My dog was looking at me like, bitch, are you okay?
Hmm. And you were eating watermelon the other day, too.
Yeah, I just been craving watermelon. I thought I was pregnant when my period came. I was like, bitch.
Praise God. That's a scary thing.
That is a scary. When you think that you're pregnant, you'd be like, God, I promise you, I'm not going to do this anymore. You'd be lying to God.
You'd be like, I don't ever say that.
You don't? What do you say? You don't say nothing?
Well, usually I don't be thinking I'm pregnant, but there are a few times where I get the little notification, has your period started? And I forgot about the period. And it was like, I haven't checked this app in a while. And then I'm looking and I was like, this is really late. So then I'm like, well, wait, let me go see when was the last time I was fucking.
Who's
and then
I go dad?
Back. And then it's like, oh my God. Do you track when you have sex?
I try to, but I'm not good with it.
Sometimes I do, especially if I know I had sex the night before, but I'm not 100% sure how anything went, like I blacked out or something. I definitely will put, well, at some point during this gray area that you don't remember, you were fucking. So if you end up pregnant, you at least can track it back, and it's probably this day. Anyway, it's green on the fertile days. And if my period is late and then I see that I was fucking on those fertile days, I'd be like,
but it's funny because I'm not going through this.
Please let my uterus still be broke for this part.
I'm not going through the stress by myself, though. I let the niggas know whether I've been, if it's Lieutenant Bay or if it's someone that I just, I'm not going through the stress by myself. You're about to be stressed out, too. Hey, I think I'm pregnant.
Yeah, a homegirl of mine was just like, oh, I think I might be pregnant because my period is 3 weeks late. And I was like, 3 weeks, bitch.
Did you tell him?
So she was like, I don't know what to do. I said, well, I think you should get a test. Do you want me to go puff you one right now? And she was like, well, like, do you think I should tell the guy? And I said, hell yeah.
Do what I you think?
Not? You're over here stressed out. Now you got me stressed out. You asking me questions about figuring out. You even had a baby before. Like, call that man and tell him that you think you might be pregnant.
I don't understand why women, because most of the time I feel like it's embarrassment. Why are you embarrassed? Embarrassed if I am pregnant or if I'm not gonna keep it
to be embarrassed.
We both did this together. Like, you're not about to have me over here stressed. I ain't eating. I'm going crazy, contemplating throwing myself down the steps. Like, stop. Like, you're gonna go through this with me and think about.
I want you to be stressed out.
I want you to be just as stressed. Like, ladies, I really want y'all to take note of this. Stop being embarrassed. Like, let that nigga know it's not just you. You're not. It's not like someone's gonna put a big red A on your chest and you gotta walk around. And
yeah, those days are done.
Those days are done. Let that
Could
nigga
you imagine
know.
If we had to have scarlet letters on our clothes?
We would have multiple. We would have the alphabet. Bitch, they would be, what was it called? They would stone us. Like,
yeah.
We would really be in
prostitution
trouble.
Prostitution whores. Yeah.
Yeah, they'd be like, what? Mm-hmm. That would, and we,
we'd then, probably just be in jail.
Right. And they didn't have podcasting back then. So, like, we just would meet up in the little yard and just, like, loudly talk about, like, our sex life. Like,
and then they're going to hang us, like, the Salem witch trials. Oh, my goodness.
Could you imagine
if we did live way back when? We won't say during slavery because that, you know, that's not a good time. But after that, if we had, like, a brothel.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper?
a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We were real madams.
So much money. First of all, could you imagine we get like the baddest bitches of the land?
Mm-hmm.
With their little, like we over here, we recruiting pilgrims. We recruiting. We would get some slaves. We would get some witches.
I would just want to have my gun and be threatening to kill people all the time.
I would just
love. The Wild Wild West seems kind of fun in some ways when you think about it.
And I do like the fashion. Like those cinchers, I think we'd be tightening bitches up, mm-hmm. breaking ribs. Like
got your titties sitting all up. You don't even need a bra. You do need lungs, and those might get, you know, destroyed. But so what? Your waist is snatched.
We would have the baddest brothel of the town, bro.
I wonder what we could call it. I don't know. I was watching, I still haven't finished it, The Harder We Fall.
You still haven't finished it?
No, I keep falling asleep. You know, I'm not good with movies. I need a series. Like, I love a good series. I've been watching Emily in Paris.
I saw that come up on my suggestions to watch. I haven't watched it. Is it good?
It is good. And somebody, the lady who was giving me a wax, we were talking while she's all in my pussy waxing me. And she said that the writers of Sex and the City is the same writers.
Ooh, that's all you had to say right there.
It's just like a younger version. It's a little different. And it's like one person versus like a true group of friends. But it is a cute show. I thought it was going to be corny.
Okay.
But it's not. I really like it. And it's some fine men on there. Like,
I'm going to give it a chance once I finish Insecure, because I still haven't watched Insecure, because I don't want it to be over.
Girl.
For me. It ain't over.
It ended 3 months ago, and you still haven't watched it. You need to watch it.
That's my problem with watching shows that you can just, like, binge them or whatever. Mm-hmm. I like to just keep some in the pocket, so it's not over for me.
I don't. I have so many shows. You know I love watching TV. I don't know what made me think about having a gun and being a brothel person.
We were talking about...
Oh, the Scarlet Letter. That's what it was.
That's what it was.
Mm-hmm. Scarlet Letter, girls.
An idea.
Damn shame. Let's see. Have you tried anything new lately?
Have you? Anything. Like, when I say anything, I mean, like, sex position. A new technique of sucking dick. A new, you know, technique of masturbating. A new restaurant. New hairstyle.
Wow.
New draws.
Well, my hair is longer than it was last year.
Ooh.
I bought longer hair.
I thought you were going to say, like, your natural hair.
Oh, my natural hair, too. Yeah,
my natural hair has grown so much. And my mom used to always say that happens in your 30s because you're supposed to be having kids. Like, your body's like, and I was like, well, at least I got hair.
Yeah, I mean, that's beautiful. Hair is beautiful because some people don't have none. Their hair is falling out. They have bald spots and losing edges. And yeah, I've been more grateful for my hair. I've noticed a lot of guys I know, they have been more concerned about their hairlines as we get older and having a full head of hair. And I'm just like, wow, with all the problems that I have, I'm just glad that isn't one.
I'm so glad that's not one. That must really be a struggle, like, to know that, like, your hairline is leaving whether you want it to or not.
Yeah. And then, like, what if your mom didn't, like, rub your head real good and you have one of those funny shaped heads and you need a hat? And you can't always wear a hat, and then you don't have hair to help disguise it. Like,
I would love to hear from, like, a man that is struggling with this problem.
I wonder if they would think that they had a funny-looking head. Well, I guess if you all, maybe. I know a few. Maybe I'll ask them. Let's talk about the struggles that men go through as they start aging.
Right.
Because it's so much pressure on us to stay looking young and
what y'all be worried about?
Yeah, let's talk about it. Mm-hmm. Let's put your issues on the table. Probably not that much, honestly.
Because they don't care.
But I haven't been to any new restaurants. I do want to try some things. I have been making a little list and making notes. Like, I've been watching TikTok videos and people put all these different places that they want to try. But I haven't done anything new sexually. So I think the next time I have sex, I'm really going to show out. Mm-hmm. Have you tried something new?
I did use a new toy. I did
what kind
use
of toy a, is it?
I did use a new toy. I don't remember the name of it, but it was just like an... I have a bunch of toys. Now, like, I...
Me too.
Feel like, now I have, like... I remember I went from having no toys, and now I just have, like, a whole... I got two drawers. And I have so many toys now that I can just keep, like, two in my luggage that I always pack, and I just keep them there so it's never forgotten, and then one in the purse.
Because that's a horrible feeling. Ooh, that's that a happened horrible to me feeling. Last time.
Have my Vespers. You just throw it on around your necklace. I mean, you know, y'all can still get them Vespers. We have a new code. Dirty You'll Tales. Have to-
Yeah, did she send that?
She did.
Okay, yeah. Dirty Tales. Y'all, this is another thing while we're speaking about Vesper. If you see our code and you please don't put it anywhere, like on those coupon code websites. I know some people, when they find a code, they try to help the girls out.
And is that why it keeps getting compromised?
I think so, because she's saying that it's on these coupon code websites. So if you know about it, don't put it there, please, because then we have to make a new code. And so if people are listening to the old episodes, they won't be able to use the code. It just makes it easier. So, like, please don't do that if you have been. And that's with any of the codes, because we'll get in trouble and we want our monies.
We want our monies.
Have you ever asked someone you're dealing with to put...
I just recently did that.
To put you in the will.
To put me in the will. Now, hear me out.
Okay. I don't think it's a bad idea, but go ahead. Go either. For it.
Here's what I was watching Sex and the City. Are you caught up?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not all the way caught up, but I did see this episode. It might be the last one because I was falling asleep. But when Big left Natasha...
That money...
Bro.
How would you have felt?
If I was Carrie or Natasha?
If you were Carrie.
Okay, because it is two different feelings. How Natasha felt, I am taking that money.
I'm taking that money, absolutely.
When people send apologies in the form of gifts or money, I'm taking it. I'm not the type of person where I'm like, and you keep it because you don't have control over me.
I don't have no pride, okay? Baby, I am taking that
shit. $1 million?
You owe me.
A milli? Nigga, give me that milli. But if I was the wife, I would... It would drive you crazy because you are you. She.
I'm wondering, like,
are you? Were you sleeping with her? It goes to show you how I think people never really fully trust anyone, because Carrie never in her mind thought that this could possibly be. He was just felt bad for what he did until she talked to Natasha. She instantly was like, "Y'all been fucking since we've been married." Like, that was where her mind went, and she was sad. She was like, and you can't get an answer because he's dead.
Ain't that some shit?
That's some shit. Like, I would be with that amount, a million. First of all, I didn't really know Big was rolling in, like, I knew he was rich, but I didn't realize he was rich.
I did, because, like, look at how he was living.
True.
And it's in New York, not like it's here. So that's, like, way more expensive. And they just gave him a rich name.
Big.
Well, no, the real name.
John.
John Prescott. Or was it Preston?
Preston.
Preston sounds like you went to Princeton. You went to boarding school growing up. You really love your nanny more than your mom, because you don't even know that lady. That's just the kind of name Preston
that
gives.
That is. That does give that
Like you were born in a suit and tie.
But I would be pissed if I was the wife.
Oh, yeah.
But then it just made me think about, like, the older men that I do deal with, and how I have the one right now who has currently been very consistent. I'm like, listen, you're closer to death than you are to living.
I know you didn't say that.
No. Oh, I didn't say that.
I said, girl, you're not about to be in that wheel, bitch. You fucked it up in the first five words.
This was my thought process in my head after watching that episode. The way I introduced it to him was, I brought up the episode and I said, what are your thoughts on putting a woman in your will that's not, we're not, it's not my boyfriend, but we do have a very close relationship. And goddamn, if you pull up, you ever pulled up the Cash Apps and all the stuff that somebody sent you and been like, this is someone's salary when you add it all up and the year ain't even over. So you're like, what, let me, would you see a problem with putting me in your will? Just in case.
I mean, I am not mad at you for asking, but it's just funny how you're bringing this up.
And I said, I don't want this to be uncomfortable or like, but I just want to know, like, would that be something that you would be comfortable with given our past and just our relationship? We're very honest with each other. The things that we already do, you trust me, I trust you. I'm not asking you to do it. How would you feel about it? And he was like, he said, you know, I get it. I do get it. I said, because think about it this way. If something did happen to you, you would want me to be okay. Like, you check on me while you're living. Like, if something did just up and we don't know when we're gonna die. He was like, you know what? He was like, you do have a point. Now, we didn't get it. I didn't get an answer, but now it's in his head.
He could also get a life insurance policy and make you beneficiary.
Facts. But I did bring it up.
Yeah. I have never asked, and I am a beneficiary to somebody's life insurance. Were you about to joke?
That's not family? Like, this is like a...
No, it's not family.
Wow. That's big.
And I didn't ask for that one. But I was talking to someone else I know, and she was telling me that the guy she's dating, he made it a point to bring it up to her. Like, I want you to know that I'm putting you down as a beneficiary because I want to make sure that you're okay when I go. And he is older. So I'm like, I get it. I'm about to start asking, but yeah. And then I feel like the life insurance make it a little bit easier. Mm-hmm. Because what if you don't have nothing to really leave? But the insurance, you will. Again, to our point, you need some life insurance. You need it for yourself, and so do the people in your life.
So do the people in your life. They need it. I mean, if you have kids, I really hope that you've taken policies out on your kids. But it really,
and
all jokes aside, it's important.
People do need wills. I don't have a will. I really just have electronics. It's the only thing I have to give away.
Right.
And some clothes and shoes and bags. It's not and much. Stuff. But, yeah, not much. But I do think, like, at 50, if I still don't have a will, slap me. Because I feel like, okay, we're getting older. You need to think about these things and really plan the rest of your life or what's going to happen to the people in your life once you're gone.
Mm-hmm. And also, like, I'm acting like people got shit to argue about, but like, I did ask people who would take Shy, cause I want somebody to take Shy that they're going to treat her right. But like, it's less stress for your family. People will be falling out.
They do fall out when it's not spelled out. And then everybody is left to figure it out for themselves. Some people, I won't say who, but some people I know, the older people in the family are just like, I'm not making one. Y'all got to figure it out.
And that's not fair.
And I'm like,
that's
you want
nice.
People to fight. That's not a good idea it's at not. All. Like,
lay it out. Put the details in there. And then if people feel some type of way about that, you just, it
then
is
you work
what it
from
is.
There.
Yeah.
But you go, you go ahead and figure out what you want to happen and spell it out. Like, I've talked to my sister and I was like, God forbid something happens to you, but what do you want to happen with your girls? I talked to Sean about it too. Like, what do you want to happen with Walker?
Mm-hmm. Those are important. They're because, uncomfortable conversations.
Yeah, but you
they're
never
needed.
Know what happened.
And I hate when the response from people is, you know, I don't want to talk about death. Here's the reality, you guys. We're all going to die one day.
Yeah, that's a certainty.
Yeah, when my mom has always talked about it. My mom is, when I tell you, my mother is thorough. Mm-hmm. My dad, not so much when it comes to this, but my mom, she has made sure everybody is, y'all not about to be fighting over me. She knows exactly what she wants. She updates what she wants. They do it for my grandma because she is getting older. God forbid anything happens to her anytime soon. But they were like, we got to get it in order because we're not about to be all, it's already sad that you lost the person. Now you got to deal with all this stress and possibly start a GoFundMe. Just nobody wants to do it.
Yeah.
So just have your shit together. And if you're dealing with an old nigga, just ask that nigga if he'll put you in his will and blame it on Sex and the City.
Or us. Say, I was listening to Cocktails and they brought this up and I just want to know what you think about it.
Yeah. Do it.
We always letting y'all blame stuff on us.
We are. You're welcome. We're going to move on to Indecisive Diane. And when we come back, we have some advice for you guys.
Would you stop thinking about what everyone wants? Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want? What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want? What do you want?
Hey, ladies, it's me, Diane, and this week I'm bringing you another Broke Fi Broke date, but it also helps you get to know your person more. So sometimes when you're dealing with a broke man, you can get to know him on a deeper level because you're not worried about what he has. I won't promote it, but I get it. Do a bougie Netflix and chill night. Do a charcuterie board. Put your favorite snacks, maybe a lemon pepper chicken wing. Try it out. Get to know him. Bye.
Okay, you guys, we're back and we're making new memories in a whole new world.
Y'all know I love Disney.
But we found the best way to hold on to those memories, and it's by turning them into art that lasts forever. From PaintYourLife.com, get a professional hand-painted portrait created from any photo at a truly affordable price, or combine photos of people or places you love into one painting. So that means side chicks, if you got to Photoshop your man into a picture with you because he really can't take no pictures with you, cool, we got you covered. Choose from a team of world-class artists and work with them until every detail is perfect. It's fast. You can receive your portrait in as little as 2 weeks. Again, send any picture of yourself, your children, your man who's married, the side piece, family, a special place, someone you loved who isn't around anymore, a cherished pet, even an action shot of you. This makes the perfect birthday gift, anniversary, or wedding gift. It's meaningful. It's personal. I love the photo that Kiki and I got from PaintYourLife.com. It looks just like us. Just like us. At PaintYourLife.com, there's no risk. If you don't love the final painting, your money is refunded, guaranteed. And right now, as a limited time offer, get 20% off your painting. That's right. 20% off and free shipping. To get this special offer, text the word TAILES, T-A-L-E-S, to 64,000. That's TAILES to 64,000. Text TAILES to 64,000. Paint your life. Celebrate the moments that matter most. Terms apply. Available at paintyourlife.com/terms. Text TAILES to 64,000.
Okay, and we are back from Indecisive Diane. Before we talk to you guys about the advice, we just want to remind you to sign up for an account on Talkspace. Mm-hmm. Talkspace.com and the app is a great place for you to find a therapist, a licensed therapist who can help you navigate any of the things that you may be going through.
Mm-hmm. And going through anything, you guys, whether you're overwhelmed with joy and happiness or you're having high stress, high anxiety, you don't know where you're going with life, you just need an outlet, someone who doesn't really know you, but they're professionally trained. Talkspace has a variety of different therapists with different focuses. So mm-hmm. I actually use Talkspace, and it's really cool because I decided to make my plan to where, like, I schedule my days with my therapist on days that are very busy, typically before we come to record. I like to have I noticed that I started to have like a lot on my mind when we were recording a new show. Mm-hmm. And it helps to talk to them. I can talk to them before I come in. Mm-hmm. I can talk to them the morning of. Like, you can schedule it however you want. It really is. Like, on the busiest days, I like to make sure I carve out time for therapy because then it doesn't make the day seem so hard, or that you're putting your problems into what you're trying to do and it's reflecting. Mm-hmm. And it takes a minute to kind of get in the jug with your therapist since it is online, but once you get there, bro, it's so worth it. And you know what? Ask for it as a present.
Yeah, that's a good gift. You know, I'm stressed out and I don't want to be venting to you. Do you think that you could pay for my subscription to therapy?
To make me a better person.
And then, like, what kind of person is going to say no?
Who would say that? Especially if they already spent a rack.
Yeah, like, that's rude.
Yeah. And anyway, you get $100 off when you use code COCKTAILES, COCKTAILES.
Yeah, so go ahead and head on over to Talkspace.com, sign up to get your therapist, and feel better. All right. So now it's time for the advice. If you would like to send us an advice email, you can email it to us at askcocktails@gmail.com. So let me read this one. It says, "Hi, ladies. Your podcast gets me through truly. To hear your stories, listen to your vulnerability, and get a few slap-your-knee chuckles in throughout my day has become something I look forward to, especially now that life is so busy that I rarely get to have these convos with my sister friends." Okay, so anywho, dating is ghetto, but I do not like it here. Girl.
You and us both.
We know. "I am in my early 30s and new to the dating scene, as I was in a relationship, engaged, and then married all of my 20s. So I am new here, going on 2 years and not feeling it at all, not one damn bit." She put that in caps. "That pee they talk about being in the dating pool, honey, this is shit. The water is contaminated, and if you put a pinky toe in, you are at risk of flesh-eating diseases, skin cancers, and infections throughout your body." Okay, yes. So my dilemma, sis, I feel you.
Me too.
Okay, it is flesh-eating bacteria in that dating pool. Okay, "When I decided to leave my husband, I relocated to the town that my parents decided to retire in. Literally, it is nothing here but the beaches, cornfields, and rednecks." Eek! Can I say that? Shit, it's true. "Chances of someone moving here not on purpose is less than 1%, seriously. Prior to leaving the city, D.C., I met a guy and we began conversing. However, he wanted more from me than I wanted at the time. I just wanted to fuck at the time we met, but have just finished up my hoe season about 6 months ago and now am okay with whatever happens. When I stopped talking to the guy, I literally sent a text message saying that I was not interested in him and in what he wanted to be for me at the time. And after he responded pleading, I blocked him. I am the block queen. I know I need to get it under control, but not today. Okay, so fast forward to 2 months ago. I was talking to my girlfriend who does tarot, and she mentioned that I need to get on Bumble. Oh, I forgot about Bumble.
I don't like Bumble.
Yeah, that's the one where the women take the lead.
Yeah, I'm not... Mm-mm.
Setting the wrong precedent. Already. Okay. I was against it, but one day decided to get on for 48 hours. Well, by the second day, guess who shows up? The dude from my past. I swipe right and we matched. I unblocked him and we began conversing via text. This is how I know the universe is playing tricks on me and loves complicating my life for its own crooked joy. He mentioned to me that he no longer lives in DC and had accepted a college coaching job out of the area and wanted to know how far his new college was from where I now live. Here's where it gets interesting. He literally works for the same college as me, but I have not told him that. I'm a professor and lives about 15 minutes from me. Okay, this don't sound bad. So I'm nervous. Now for the issue and what I need advice on. I am finally ready and he is now not all that into me as he was our first go round. He has taken me out on one date. We have had two phone conversations and dead end texts. You know the kind of text, good morning. How's your day going?
Then what crickets, you doing?
Yeah, then crickets until the next day. I lost my place. I don't require talking every day, but I require effort. He explained that the transition to coaching has been more time consuming than he thought it would be, and he would try. It's been a week, and I haven't received anything but 3 days of texts in which I never responded. I have blocked him because I no longer wish to give him access to me if he is going to take it for granted. Don't you hate that, though? When the power dynamic shifts, I really do hate that. I absolutely hate it.
You feel the shift. You mm-hmm. feel the power leaving your soul.
It's gone. It is gone. Okay, he was feeling me and I wasn't feeling him. Now I'm over here ready to grind on his dick and call him Zaddy, and he's playing. I continue to have dreams about him and catch myself even circling the parking lot on campus to see if he's at work. Should I unblock him or just move forward, hoping that I never run into him and just wishing him well from a distance? Side note, I am very experienced sexually and a very sexual person. Sex is always on the brain, and I've been having to put all my Dame products in rotation daily and talk myself down to not just give the cookie to just anyone. He kissed me during our date, and a bitch like to have got pregnant. I was literally terrified after the kiss, like, oh shit, this nigga is trouble. If kissing is any indication of how his dick is, I am so intrigued, but I can't get with the lack of initiative. Am I being too tough on him since he just relocated and uprooted his life and changed careers completely? Should I unblock him? Sincerely, maybe I should have just stayed married.
So they didn't have sex.
Okay. They just kissed, and it was that intense that she's scared.
I love a kiss like that. First of all, thank you, sis, for using the Dame products and yes. using our code. We appreciate you. I am going to say this. With the blocking, I typically don't block people unless you have something got disrespectful, you're crazy, like the nigga that wrote the 6-page Google
that
Doc.
That nigga was crazy.
That was crazy. I was actually scared because I learned this in college. Freshman year, Dr. Kanika Bell, she was psychology professor. She was from Spelman, but she taught classes at Clark. And she said that when you do things like try to, at this point, it was blocking someone's phone number, but it does the reverse effect of what you want it to do. Now you're unless, like I said, you're in danger. When you're just blocking someone because you actually don't want to block him, because that's really what it is. You want to explore him and you've blocked him. Now you can't stop thinking about him. Now you want to go to his job. Now you just want to kind of bump into him and see what he's doing and see if he's thinking about you. The blocking doesn't work for me. It makes me, I'm trying to make you mad and now you're not catching on to it.
You don't ever know if they caught on or not because.
And I would see it.
Block.
Right. And if you would maybe like have a, now if you unblock him, if he notices that he's blocking you, unblocking me, you try to have the conversation. Now you might look crazy, but it's worth it if you want to see where it could go. I'm glad you didn't have sex with him because I'm like, whoa, what would you have done then? But I think unblock him. Know that you're going to be kind of looking crazy, but it's okay. We've all been there. We've all been crazy girl mode. I would have a conversation with him. You need some boundaries and to set some shit clear in a non-crazy, clingy way. Sounds like you kind of are clingy already, but there's still hope here because didn't nothing really happen?
Nothing happened. Nothing happened.
Unblock him, sis, and just, you know.
Unblock him, run into him somewhere. Y'all work at the same place, and it's a small town. I mean, I don't know. I guess it doesn't mean the school is small, but I think you'll bump into him and you'll see him. Hopefully, he doesn't even bring that up. And you could even just make it funny. You could even hit him up. Maybe, okay, so he's just moved here. Maybe tell him some stuff that he could do, or suggest some things, or just try to be helpful in his transition. And maybe that'll be like a way to start the conversation so you're not having these dry ass conversations, like,
feeling all weird. Another thing you can do, because I blocked a nigga in my building, and we talked about it. He was like, yo, did you block me on social media? And I was like, I did. I said, did you want to know why? I was weird and I was starting to sweat. But then I was like, no, I'm going to tell you why I blocked you. I was like, you're playing with me. And I just don't think it's funny. And your posts aren't really that good.
I don't like
it. And then we turned it into a joke. I ended up unblocking him and we're cool again. But like, we were interested in each other and we were fucking. Uh-huh. And I blocked him and we talked about it. And now everything's in the air. And it's like, you know what's expected. So just like have the conversation.
With it or move on.
Yeah, let him know.
Good luck, girl. Hopefully next time you can write us a cocktail about it.
Please.
Okay, and it's actually time for the cocktails.
Ooh, and before we start reading our cocktails, we want to let you guys know you can go to dameproducts.com, use code COCKTAILS, COCKTALES, for 10. Woo! Jesus! That scared the shit out of me.
It did, too. I felt the vibration coming up. I'm like, oh, mayday, mayday.
That was my dame alarm. I actually have an alarm set as a reminder for when I need to masturbate. It got kind of... no, I'm just playing. But you guys go to dameproducts.com. Use code COCKTAILS for 10% off of your purchase. We use the products. We love the products. Thank us later once you start using them.
Okay. And on that note, we are going to read some cocktails from our listeners. If you want to send one in to us, you can just put cocktail in the subject line. And the email is cocktails@atl@gmail.com.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
If I want fuck, I'm gonna fuck em. But if you ain't got a buck, I won't cut em. Spend $100 on me, it ain't nothing. Run a double D, so it's nothing. Back to the point. Is it some cash in this place? If it is, I'll probably see the stats in your face. Turn around. Once upon a time, not long ago, I was a ho.
Okay, and I didn't even get the D. That's the subject line.
Ooh.
Hey, ladies, I love the show, of course. Keep me anonymous, please. I had one hell of an experience this weekend. I knew I had to share it with my non-judgmental friends, and y'all the only two I know. So I've been knowing this guy maybe a year plus some change. He's been paralyzed since I've known him, and we've had a few combos about him getting shot years ago, but never went into details. Far as what works other than what I see, and that's him swinging his arms around. He's always under a cover, so I've only seen him from the chest up. We've always just been cool. I'll roll up a blunt, put it to his lips and fire it up. Sorry, y'all, I don't have my glasses on. I'm trying to be sexy. fire it up for him and just chill, talking shit. But this one day, we were talking about X pills. I don't know if he need to be doing that.
Right.
That nigga fall, you gonna have to pick him up?
Yeah.
Okay. And I was asking a million and one questions because the couple of times I've tried it when I was in my early 20s, it didn't seem to give me the feeling that everyone else would have. So I figured it wasn't for me. But that's his DOC. So what does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. I don't know.
So he tells me to grab his bag and pick a color, purple, yellow, or blue. This already sounds like I pick purple. He said, let's split it. I said, okay. And in my head, I'm thinking, hell, it can't hurt me. He can't hurt me or anything because he can't move. So I'm down for the hatch. Chill for a bit. Nothing. He asked how I'm feeling. I said, regular. Okay, let's take another half. This is when you start to go downhill.
Yeah.
The same. So I go to my car for whatever reason. He has a few people pull up, so I chill outside for a minute. He calls and says, you want to have a party tonight? my first response, he really lit. Like, my first response is, hell nah. You know, I don't fuck with people like that. He's like, nah, a party. But I could tell in his tone that he meant more. I could tell in his tone that he meant more that I was what I was thinking, more than what I was thinking. He asked me what kind of sex toys I like. I tell him a few minutes later, he says, check the mailbox. I go to the mailbox and it's a purple vibrating dildo. In the box, brand new, wrapped in a black plastic bag. Okay. People are in and out. So I'm still in my car. I call him and he says, yeah, I know a lady who throws sex parties. She was coming for some green. I was like, he's a drug dealer. Anyways, so I had her drop something off after we talked. Then another guy pulls up while we're on the phone and he tells me to stop him. Whatever he has is for me. So I do and get the bag from him, which has a pack of Duracell AA batteries. Mm-hmm. So now I'm like, oh, he's serious about this party. I'm in the car trying to wrap my head around what's about to happen because, again, as far as I can see, you can't move anything other than your arms, bro. He asked me how I'm feeling, if the pill has kicked in. I'm still just regular. So he says, well, come in and let's get to this. So
what?
I go in and he has a pink pill on the bed. Another pill?
See, I'd be scared.
I'd be scared to do too much stuff.
Yeah, you're doing a lot. I'm going to be feeling like an episode of Euphoria.
I literally just heard of this version. So he goes, I just got a batch of pink Teslas. Have you heard about that?
What the fuck is that? The only Tesla I know, it's drive it, it drives you.
It's a new form of XC pill and it's shaped like the T in the Tesla and it has the T on top of it.
Why? What does it do different?
I don't know. I haven't done it. He goes, yeah, they going hard. So I get a half. I go back to my car, chew it up. Sis, what you going through? And I chase it with some water. And why does he keep going to her car? Because it is disgusting. Half hour later, I'm in my car watching an episode of us, cocktails, mm-hmm. just chilling because there's too many people in the house. I look at the clock and it's dancing. This is what everybody says you're supposed to feel like. The heat is just blowing on me, sending chills through my body. I'm listening to y'all in my earbuds and the pitch of y'all's voice is like someone blowing so gently in my ear. So, yeah, I'm rolling. So he texts and says, so-and-so is about to pull off. I go in. Once it clears out, and I guess he can just see it on my face. Now, earlier, we had talked about how I had an overnight bag in a car and kind of joked about it. But he tells me, go on upstairs, take a shower. He's true to this, mm-hmm. not new to this. There's some stuff in the closet. So I go in the car, grab my bag, and go take a shower. Again, not really worried. It's not like you're going to try to jump in the shower with me or anything. You can't move. So I showered, lotioned up, and put on my cute little robe that's short enough to see a little ass poking through. He says, come sit here. I've already cleaned the toy and put the batteries in. We find a bomb-ass R&B playlist on YouTube, connect to the 75-inch on the wall, and he says it's a bottle of wine in the fridge. So bro is prepared.
He is.
So I grab it in a couple of cups, come back downstairs, and sit on the bed. We chilling. I roll up, let him smoke. They done did all the goddamn drugs in the world. And he's like, come closer, a little closer. Take that robe off. Throw your leg over my chest. Now, he's on his back the entire time, and I'm just following directions. I'm picturing all of this. I turn the flashlight on my phone, and put it here against my shoulder so I can see. Oh, he says, turn the flashlight on your phone and put it here against my shoulder so I can see that pussy. He seems pleasantly surprised because I have my nipples pierced and my pussy too. He tells me to get the toy and just rub it against my pussy. Stop. Let it sit there for a minute. It's on my clit vibrating and I'm moaning for him to tell me to move it. Come a little closer. He puts his elbow on my hand and moves the toy down. Just the tip is on my pussy. He asked me, you ever put coke on your pussy before? Nigga. I say no and ask, what does that do? He said, it's just going to make your pussy tingle. Grab that bag and lick your finger. Put some on your finger and rub it right there. So I grab it beneath my clit. I rub it beneath my clit and down to my pussy hole. Seconds later, it's warming up and doing just what he said it would. Pussy is tingling, but in a good way. So he tells me to lay on your side. So he tells me, lay on your side, hold your ass open. He spits in my booty hole and tells me to put your two middle fingers in your pussy. Pinky in your asshole. Faster, faster. I didn't say stop. I did not say stop. I'm squirming and moaning. I come. He says, roll on your back and put the toy in your pussy. Slowly, he puts his elbow on my hand. What is it with the elbow?
And he can't move that much, right?
Oh, yeah. And it's controlling how deep I go, how fast I go. At one point, he has me moving that elbow so fast. I thought he was about to take off flying like he had wings. But I was loving every bit of it. My whole body just tensing up. He says, let that shit go, baby. And I squirt everywhere. And because I'm maybe a foot from his face, I jump back because I didn't want to drown him. I didn't tell you to move. Come sit on my face. Ooh. And I do. And all I feel is this cool breeze going up and down my pussy. And I squirt again, y'all. He continues to blow on my pussy while my juices are running down his neck. He says, put your titty in my mouth. He's sucking and biting on my titty and just hard enough that I almost lost my balance. His elbow rubbing my ass cheeks and pushing me towards his face, hearing my nipple rings clink and clank against his teeth is turning me on even more. He says, lay back down. You ain't done yet. So I roll off his chest and beside him, leg around his neck. And he says, fuck yourself with the toy. Fuck yourself. Stop. Take it out and suck your juices off that dick. Now put that dick back in your mouth. His elbow on my hand. He's taking long, deep strokes and I'm about to lose my fucking mind. I can't believe this man is turning me out without even fucking me. Damn near without even touching me. I know it was a drug induced night, but just his directions alone made me come multiple times. And the bed was soaked. I was weak. Just an example of how you have to use what you have to get the job done. He rubbed his elbow up and down my pussy and it was the best feeling I ever felt before. I don't know if he came or if he even can, because I never saw his dick or touched his dick, but I had the time of my fucking life that night. Before I knew it, the sun was coming up. He asked me if I wanted to order breakfast. And before I could even think about if I was hungry or not, I had dozed off. He woke me up so I could put a towel under him. He woke me up so I could put a towel under him so he wouldn't be laying in the wet spot. I ain't never had a nigga freak me like that ever. I had to get that off my chest, and who better to tell than y'all, bitch? That was the best story I have ever heard.
That was a wild way. I didn't know where we were gonna go. There were just all these different drugs, and I was like, oh gosh, I was like,
somebody gonna die.
Yeah,
that was incredible, bro. Like, I'm just sitting here and picturing. I like just the effort. He was like, look, I gotta do what I gotta do. That was sexy. That's why. Mm-hmm. That's how one leg bae was when I fucked that nigga with one leg. That's how he was. He was so confident.
Yeah. Okay, this one says return of the Indian fuck buddy. All right, return. Did we talk about an Indian fuck buddy before?
She must have. Okay. When I was reading through, she must have sent us something before. She sent a picture of him too. He fine.
Oh, I did see the picture, but I was like, why are you covering his face?
Right.
I don't know. That's the part I wanted to see. Anyway, hey, Kiki and Medina, y'all can call me Jess. I've been listening to y'all for the past 2 years, and I don't miss an episode, YouTube or Spotify. I'm tuning in every week, so keep them coming. Anyway, let me get to this cocktail. So I'm 25, I can't read. I'm 24 years old, living in Dallas, Texas, and I've been in and out of a tragic string of dating fiascos for the past few months, up until I met a guy recently that I'm sexually attracted to, love to be around, and could definitely see myself being in a long-term relationship with. We'll call him Jason. However, I haven't let him hit yet because I'm sick of giving my pussy to niggas who not even trying to seriously date me. We're together constantly and I can tell I make him happy, but just like every other nigga around my age, he clearly has commitment issues, and I'm not in the business of forcing a nigga to do something he doesn't want to do. So while he's been taking his sweet ass time to decide if he wants to cuff me or not, my pussy was over here turning into the Sahara Desert. Now, I'm nothing if not a woman of my word, as stubborn as that may make me. So I'm not letting that nigga hit no time soon because I actually want to be with him for the long haul. But I started going through my contacts, trying to lurk through who I could possibly hit up for a quick little get right. And after a few seconds of scrolling, I came upon a name I recall very well. It was my Indian daddy that I had been fucking all summer until I decided I wanted to look for something more serious. Now, this past summer was the first time I had strayed so far outside of my culture for some dick, but let me tell you, he puts it down just as good, if not better, than any nigga I've ever let hit. So, of course, since I was the one who cut things off, I wasn't expecting him to be hesitant. I was expecting him to be hesitant to want to get our little routine back in action. And I was right. Just hours within hitting him up, I was at this man's apartment. Everything looked and smelled exactly the same. All those hot summer night memories came flooding in, and I started to get a little nervous. To make matters worse, I had a sweater on with no bra, and I could literally feel my titty sweating. In an attempt to keep him from sliding his hand up my shirt and feeling my now puddle of sweat, I said, "I've missed you. Let's go lay down." Before I know it, we're naked in his bed making out. I slide my hand down to his nicely sized dick as I hear him groaning, "Mmm." Then I move further down to his balls and see his jaw drop in enjoyment. "Oh, it's go time," I thought. I continue kissing him with my hand on that dick and climb on top of him. I slide his dick into my wet pussy with my right hand and grip that buff, hairy chest of his with my left. "Oh, shit. I miss this," he groans. I ride him for a few more seconds until he takes control, maneuvering me all over the bed in positions I've forgotten he does so well. Sliding that dick in me, my legs in the air, stroking as he's pushing down on my lower belly. "Yes, daddy," I moan. I'm looking up at him, beating my pussy up with that fresh edge up and that gold chain dangling around his neck with every stroke, thinking to myself, why in the hell did I stop fucking you? I threw this ass back for nostalgia's sake, and we both came. He cleaned me up, and I put my clothes on, then drove back singing my favorite hits all the way home with the biggest smile on my face. Let's just say Jason better get his shit together soon, because we already have our next appointment lined up, and the way my Indian daddy had me squirming in that bed, I may never give that dick up. Sincerely, Jess.
Jess probably went home and watched Slumdog Millionaire and was like, bitch, what? I am about to look, Jess, you better do. I love when bitches know the game and she knew to go fuck somebody else and don't fall for the bullshit with the new nigga. Because he is going to do you dirty, unfortunately.
Yeah, that sucks. Anyway, thank you guys for sending in your cocktails and the advice emails. Keep them coming, please. Mm-hmm. And make sure that you check the description box for all of our codes and everything and the links to our sponsors so that you can check those new products out, services out, all that good stuff. And then follow us on Instagram. We are at Cocktails Podcast. I'm Kiki Said So.
I'm at Coffee Bean Bean.
And until next week, you guys, goodbye.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Goodbye. Bye. 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 Goodbye. Bye. 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 Goodbye. Bye. 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 Bye.